Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, my darlings. Happy Monday. I hope you've had such a beautiful, fun, and joyful weekend and that you are super excited to dive into a brand new week. Over here where I am, we are still in the middle of summer vacation. So I have to admit the weeks are kind of blurring together a little bit. And I so appreciate having this podcast to really ground me into a new week and to set an intention and anchor into a topic that's going to align with us all. Lately, I have been spending a lot of time tuning in to the messages of my body. I have been sort of exploring a little bit the labels and the boxes that I have put myself in over the past couple of years in terms of how I live and how I move my body and what I believe in and even how I speak and how I think and what I eat and what I drink and what I put into my body. And I'm really interested in learning how to listen to my body to a point that I can trust and know that what I'm doing and how I'm living actually serves me very, very well. So I was exploring just now what it would be like to set an intention for the week that really is centered around this, trusting that there is an inner wisdom to our bodies and that our bodies actually speak to us all the time. They tell us basic things that we know how to listen to and read, like when we are energized and when we are tired, when we are warm, when we are cold. It's easy to reach for a sweater when we're feeling chilly, but for some reason, it can be more challenging to take a nap or to go to bed early when we're feeling tired. Same way as in, it can be really easy to reach for foods and things that actually don't make us feel great. And sometimes it's challenging to reach for things that actually really serve both our hearts, but also our health and our well-being. So what would it feel like to you if you were to dedicate an entire week to really listening to the messages of your body? Spending more time in silence with yourself so you actually have the ability to hear, and living a life that's a little bit more present so that when your body sends you a message or tells you something, you actually will have the ability to catch that, to pause and listen, and then, of course, most important thing of all, act accordingly.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So this week, I will trust the inner wisdom of my body. This week, I will trust the inner wisdom of my body. See how that sort of resonates inside of you as a theme and a topic and an intention for the week ahead. What this might look like in actual practice, for me, I'm going to make sure that I have at least a 5-minute moment every single morning, as close to when I wake up as possible, to sit down, close my eyes, and feel. So you can have this be a more rigid meditation practice if you want, or it can be part of something that feels a little bit more soft. But basically, I'll be coming to my tea table, spending 5 minutes with my hand to my heart to just listen before all the noise of the day kicks in, before I reach for my phone, before anyone asks anything of me, to just on my own, while waking up this morning today, what messages are my body sending me right now? How am I actually doing, and what do I actually need? And then as we move through our week, all week long, being so present with yourself that anytime you get one of those messages, and that can be anything from an emotion coming through, your intuition telling you something, what you're hungry for or thirsty for, or how you want to move your body or rest or activate, all those many messages that come your way, really pause and listen and see if you can act accordingly. Meaning, when your body gives you the message that it's really tired, slow down. Take a moment to ground. Take a nap if you can. Go to bed earlier, even if your mind might be telling you that you're going to be missing out or there's more exciting things to do. Just for 1 week, yeah? Let your body lead the way. When your body wants to allow for an emotion to come through and all of a sudden you feel sad, well, answer to that. Give yourself the space to sit down and be sad and feel that feeling and cry. When your body is itching to move and wants to express itself, maybe to dance or to run, follow that intuition and don't wait too long, because our minds are really powerful and might jump in really quickly and say, well, I don't have the time, or that's not convenient, or it would be nicer to do something else. Just really get close to that intuition and trust in the inner wisdom of your body. I have a feeling just letting our bodies lead the way, letting our intuition lead the way, just for a week, I bet we are going to feel really good by the end of this week. My goal this week is to really nourish myself with super healing foods, to get really clear on how I feel after I eat what I eat, and to get really good rest. It's something I know my body asks of me all the time. What do you think this week has in store for you? Take a moment. If you want to journal on this intention, go ahead. If you want to map the week out a little bit to give you a little bit of clarity around how you want to move through the week to honor this intention, go ahead and do that right now. I think it's going to be a good week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.